Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a couple names you know. You see the tagline there. They are Mud Show Wrestlers.
Outlaws.
They are true outlaws. Mason Madden, Mansoor. You might know him as Massey and Mansoa. Holy shit. Where are you guys right now, first off?
Well, we're live and in living color from Dubai.
He's trying. He's really trying.
Dubai.
Yeah. We're in Dubai. We're in Dubai.
Dubai.
Just as Busta Rhymes said, we're getting Arab money.
Yeah.
And we've been doing a tour of the Middle East. We have a show in a couple days here in Dubai. We have another show in Bahrain. I have a show in Qatar. And yeah, we're just making the most of this international.
We're making the towns.
And I just want to say real quickly, I can't believe you made us watch that fucking commercial before your stream. Yeah. We're on your goddamn show.
Yeah, what are
you're making us watch the ads?
Yes. Yes. I'll tell you why.
Do you have a VPN to watch porn in the Middle East?
What? I hope you do. I hope you do.
I do not engage in any illegal activities.
Listen, I've watched Dark Side of the Ring with Scott Norton. I know how scary things can get when you're overseas without a VPN. Like, he couldn't even talk to his wife without getting in some trouble there. So listen, I'm just trying to help you guys.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're trying to talk to our wives.
Our wives.
That's the issue.
I mean, you guys did just have to separate your beds. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We were late to this interview because we walked in the room and it was one bed. And I went downstairs to the lobby and they were like, don't worry, sir, we'll separate them. What the fuck are you going to do? Saw it in half? Turns out they're all like, they're all made that way?
It's like 1 inch apart. There's still enough room for us to hold
down. Was that like mandatory? They saw you two roll in there?
No,
were they like,
we would have just slept in the same bed.
We might as well.
I guess they would have allowed it. Because,
so what do you have against that then? What's wrong
nothing
with that?
Nothing at all. I just think sometimes in certain regions of the world, I'm surprised when they let that happen.
Dubai is very
That's all.
Well, a certain place in the world you fellas were this week was Uganda.
Uganda, be kidding me.
Yeah.
I believe it, I can't remember how far back it was, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. Manswa over here was like, you know, there's a booking I might have coming up. And he is like, I'd be willing to fly myself out there for that one. And I gotta say, I didn't expect it to be Uganda. Although first off, we got a clip. We got a short clip. We want to show people what it is you guys were up to with Soft Ground Ugandan Wrestling. Hopefully Lord White doesn't copyright claim me. If Lord White copyright claims me, so help me God.
He'll take you down. He has an army of his white boys.
Yeah.
He does.
That was our idea, by the way.
We booked the whole thing.
We booked that. Down to the pit.
Give us Booker of the Year.
Yeah.
Okay?
That looks like the most.
We're going to add it to our collection of Observer Awards.
I will add this to my collection.
That looks like sincerely the most fun I have ever seen in my entire life. And, I mean, those guys have, I mean, it got to the point to where I told our Fightful team a few months ago, I was like, we got to cover them. Like, there's no reason for us not to now. They do traffic. People love Soft Ground Ugandan Wrestling. At what point were you like, hell yeah, we're going to go do this?
Well, you know, we were doing this tour of the Middle East, and I figured, you know, Mansoor is showing me his part of the world. I think it's time for me to show him my part of the world. Africa.
That's right. Back to the motherland. That's right.
Oh,
we are the nation of domination.
No, legit, we kind of made contact with them because I think I retweeted one of their videos. Somebody contacted me and said, hey, if you ever want to do anything with us, we'd love to, you know, have some co-promotion or something. And I was like, yeah, sure. And this Middle East trip came up and we don't know geography. So we were like, yeah, we'll be right by Uganda.
It was one of those things where we knew we were going to the Middle East, and I remember Brennan was like, or Mason, was like, what if we went to that Ugandan Fed? And we all just kind of laughed, and then we were like, but what if we did? Yeah, what if we actually did? Because we're never, ever going to be this close. And it's not that close, but it's certainly a lot closer than Orlando, Florida, wherever the fuck we're going to go.
So this is like the movie. It's like the movie Euro Trip, where they're like, "Oh yeah, Europe's the size of a shopping mall. It's okay.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we can get there.
The rest of the world is way smaller than the United States.
That's right. That's right. You can fit the entire continent of Africa in three Texases. Yeah.
That is not accurate geographical information. Just so you guys know, for kids watching at home.
Okay, we're not geography teachers.
What do you want?
The fuck
doc?
You want from us? We give each other brain damage and ourselves, all right? That's what we do for a job.
I just wrestled in mud. Do you want to know? You want to know what my geographical knowledge
is? If we had options educationally, we wouldn't be wrestling in dirt, okay?
Well, you did wrestle in dirt. And one of the things I liked was when you guys slammed Lord White, one of the Ugandan fellas did it very softly. And you guys are like, nah, not us. So,
that was actually his first bump ever. he had just been a personality, a manager type of character in SGW.
And he's actually a thespian.
No, he is a thespian. Yeah, that's right. He's in a local, or he's in the biggest Ugandan theater troupe. Mm-hmm. So he would travel Uganda acting in these plays in front of thousands and thousands of people.
He usually plays the evil white man.
I love that he's their Dario Cueto from Lucha Underground.
Yeah. Well, you have to understand that, you know, it's very difficult to be a minority. And Lord White, of course, is a minority. But he is it's good for his career because he can be typecast in all these roles. As he does play a very good colonizing force. I mean, when it comes to British people, there are seldom few, more British than Lord White. The man has a very snooty air about him.
That he does. So what's the process of getting over there, getting to where they do their shows, all that? Because, like, we know very little about that process right now.
Well, if we knew the process of getting over, we wouldn't have gotten fired from the Fed. But the process of getting over there, what did we do? We contacted Bombash.
Yes, we contacted Bombash Daniel, who basically told us what we needed to do. I mean, we had to get ourselves there. Obviously, we were not going to expect payment from Soft Ground Wrestling. I mean, these kids are, a lot of them are orphans.
That's what we realized when we actually started the process of doing it, is that they are shoot orphans.
They're shoot orphans. I thought that's just what they called their superstars. No, a lot of them are actually orphans, and they don't have the means or resources to bring anybody over from anywhere. So we said, we'll cover it. We'll come. And all we ask is that we do a video with your guys, and we teach the orphans some things, and just make a good moment out of it. And we always kind of had the plan to do a stream. We're doing a stream on May 6th. We call it the Achieve the Dream stream, to raise money and funds for Soft Ground Wrestling so they continue to do what they do. But basically what we did is we flew from the capital city of Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, where a lot of WWE shows were that I was a part of. But it's actually Mason's first time in Saudi Arabia, so I took him to my childhood home.
I lived in an apartment.
Yes, he lived in a dusty old apartment.
A dusty old apartment.
Because he wasn't allowed to stay with me because I have women in my family and they don't want a strange man.
Oh my God.
He was stranded in the middle of a city he's never been, with like no connection, in some dusty old, he called it a crack house.
The Saudi Arabian crack house.
And we had a little bit of time to explore the city, but eventually we flew to Entebbe in Uganda, which is right on the edge of Lake Victoria, the beginning of the River Nile. Absolutely beautiful part of the world. It's the largest lake in Africa. We literally got off the plane, and the head of SGW Bombash took us right to a beach, like a minute away, where people are barbecuing and grilling and swimming on the beach of the lake. And the drive to Mukono, which is the village where Soft Ground Wrestling is held, was like a 2-hour drive. It's near Kampala.
And it's actually that far. It's actually just because the roads off of they have one main highway in Tebe. And after you get off that, you're kind of just going through village dirt roads.
Yeah.
And they're like one-way roads where it's like an elegant dance of a million bikes, motorcycles that are carrying everybody to and from work, and a bunch of cars. And they're just dodging each other at like 40 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
That is, so, I mean, you guys get there, and I mean, it's quite literally them, you guys are wrestling on dirt. And I mean, I know that some moves have been made towards contributing to perhaps getting them a ring and all that. But I mean, I think so much of the charm is like they're out there for love of the game.
Exactly. I literally, Brennan kept saying, he said, if they go to a ring, that's like when TNA went to four sides.
Yeah.
Okay. You're sucking out the identity. Now, that being said, I want the kids to be as safe as possible. But I'm not convinced that a ring is any safer because we bumped on that dirt. And it's not that bad.
So to explain what they do, it's actually really fascinating because you would never, like, I don't know how they came up with this idea, but they basically wet the soil. They find, like, a good patch of land and they wet it. And then they till it with a hoe. And they kind of break it up so that it's about, like, what did you say, like 2 inches of broken soil.
Uh-huh.
And that dirt is legit soft for at least the like length of one match.
Yeah.
It kind of gets packed back down over the course of walking all over it. But like the first bumps when it's a freshly tilled soft ground wrestling ring is really quite comfortable.
Yeah. I would say the only thing that they're missing, I think, is they could have a little bit more stable ropes, maybe some kind of cable. Because right now I think it's just twine. And these boys, like, they really want to do springboards and shit. So we need to get them to real rope. But
yeah, that's the thing. Like constructing something like that when the ground is literally soft around something can be very, very difficult because if you're jumping off the ropes, hitting the ropes or anything like that.
I think it would be awesome if it had legit steel posts and cable ropes and just under
just playing
the ground.
They could, and I completely see GCW doing this one day if they can ever book these fellas, where they just have a ring and it's got dirt on it.
They just shovel dirt on it.
They just put a layer of dirt.
I'd say, why not SGW in the collective?
I think that would be great. I think if we could get those kids over to America and show, that would make their fucking
their lives
come true. They
like would, there was a, I guess like we had this realization that when we went there, and there's actually a video of them just like storming us, and they picked us up and they lifted us up like we were the kings of town. And they were so excited to just be in the presence of people that they knew from TV.
They watch.
Yeah, I mean, they watch everything. Like, yeah. they would say, oh, you're Like, they knew everything because they're so passionately massive fans of wrestling. And you can tell just from watching them, you know, perform that how much they love it.
The founder of SGW, Bumbash, he actually, like, raised the funds to start SGW by hosting pay-per-view watch parties that he would commentate in their native language. And all these people would come and watch the pay-per-view together and just shouting and, you know, cheering and booing like they were actually there. So there absolutely is a fan base there. And a lot of that fan base is, of course, a part of SGW. So, fuck yeah, I would love for them to come to America. And for somebody to host it, I think GCW would be awesome.
I think they are some... Like what they do, it's something that almost everybody can identify with. Like if you grew up a wrestling fan, you wrestled in your living room, in your backyard, on a trampoline, on somewhere, and they took it to such a different extreme where you don't see a lot of like, we're quite literally going to wrestle in the dirt because that's what we got type of thing. And yeah. And again, that there's so much charm and passion there, and you can tell like they understand the entertainment element of this and like the crowd reaction and all that stuff. Like what, how, I can't believe I'm about to ask this. How much did that differ from the television products in which you perform on, you know, a regular basis? Because needless to say, a little bit different.
Well, you know, the African audience isn't looking down.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At their phones. They're locked in on the action in the ring. They're taking it very seriously.
They bring so many more signs.
Yeah. The American audience kind of takes for granted the magic that's going on right in front of them. They were fully invested from jump.
That's right. And after our match, we didn't see a bunch of comments on cage match, rating our match. It was just people enjoying it, living it in the moment. And that's what I really appreciate. I would say, honestly, John, there was not that much of a difference. Let me tell you why. A regular TV day, what would we do? Not be booked. So what would we do? We would go to the door of our boss, whether it was Vince or Hunter. We'd knock on the door, we'd come in, we'd pitch an angle. And most likely they would say, that sounds great. And then it wouldn't happen. Well, what did we do in Mokono, Uganda? We went into the office of Bumbash and we pitched him an angle. We said, we need the top heel of this promotion. We need Lord White to be putting the beat down on a young rising star that you want to make. Because the priority number one for our trip to Soft Ground Wrestling was to put over Cool Man.
Yeah.
We wanted Cool Man to look like a star. So what did we do? We slotted him into this mystery angle of who pissed on Lord White's grave. As everybody knows, Lord White was brutally killed by one man army.
Yes, he was.
Like a dog, Muammar Gaddafi.
Like a dog in the desert, he was put down, but rose from the grave after a cascade of urine fell upon his grave.
But nobody knew who pissed.
No.
The pisser was unknown. And it was actually.
It was like a piss Easter, and the Lord had risen.
Yes.
In a way.
It was a peaster.
Which is not to be confused with the lore of the soft ground wrestlers killing Jesus.
Yes, they also did that video. I don't know if you saw that one.
I missed that one.
But it actually was Shoot Cool Man who pissed on his grave, wasn't it?
Well, they had him in the video, but they hadn't decided who was going to be the pisser. Much like Vince McMahon in Retribution, they didn't know where they were going with this angle. Yeah. So on that day, we decided, let's put over Cool Man. We're going to give Lord White a new stable. We're going to get a couple of young, unused talent, and we're going to make them the White Boys. Mm. And we're going to make them look really strong.
It was very exciting because, like, Bumbash, the founder, who's also basically the booker, we were like, who can we get to be the White Boys? And he was like, well, I think it should be, you know, talent who haven't debuted yet. And he just looked around the ring and he went, you, and you.
Which reminded us a lot of how we became the Maximum El Mono.
Yeah, that's true. I think they just saw us and go, oh, they're not idiots. I guess that works.
Good enough.
Yeah, so these three boys, I mean, I think they're like 17.
I think they're much younger than you would think. Yeah. They are. So what's actually really cool about the place where they do this is it is a place where a lot of them do sleep, which is why we're very passionate about trying to get them some fun so that they can get some beds, because they sleep on the ground in this small building. And so the kids, they basically, it's like almost like a community center where they can come, they can get like a hot meal. We shared porridge with them, and they just lift, lift weights.
They're just hanging out outside while we're booking this angle. I look out the window, and it's just like 100 orphans just pumping fucking iron. Like, God, yeah.
And pumping iron and calling spots.
Yeah, that's right. They're calling spots and pumping iron. And I will say that, not to expose the business, but it still is a little like TV because we did run rehearsals earlier in the day.
Okay.
But they also, they have like this culture of do everything for real. And like they didn't know not, like we were like, oh yeah, we'll do, Metro was like, I'll give you an atomic and then do a spine buster. Yeah. And every time we walked through it, one of them would just throw themselves into the ground.
Yeah, it's like a huge
oh
bump.
No.
And I literally caught him and prevented him from bumping. And I was like, you don't have to do this. Save yourself.
You're young.
You're young. You still have your body.
Listen, you guys, you all are the old heads now. You're like, they're out there killing themselves with these bumps.
Yeah, we should have held wrestler's court.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh my God, I love it. So was there anything you saw there that sincerely surprised you and you're like, I can't believe they're doing this shit?
Anything that surprised me? I don't know. What about you?
Well, for one, I was actually
outside of a man getting pissed on at one point.
Well, no, that's our idea. We've been
that's our friend.
We were in WWE when there was a piss angle
with
in the
Jeff
ring.
Hardy
Jeff Hardy threw piss on Sheamus, and by the way, one of the only angles for Vince to ever come to the ring for in rehearsals.
There were two angles that Vince came out of the catacombs for. It was for the piss angle and for the model walk.
For the Maximum Male Model debut. Those are the only two segments that Vince ever personally directed in the rehearsals.
Oh, no.
So,
I think it was just the sense of community that they have there. For kids that don't have parents, for kids that don't have families, they really are, and I think Mansoor said as much, this soft ground wrestling is their family. And you could tell, like, they had, watching them interact with each other, they're like, it's like 100 brothers and sisters. You could see, like, the older brothers were picking on some of the younger cats.
Yeah, they were.
There were, like, some older sister types that were, like, giggling in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's like a whole community, and they had so much fun doing it, and it reached through.
I'll say something is, because we took pictures with all of them, and something I was surprised about to your question is a lot of them have their own gimmicks that they came up with, and they're really passionate about pushing. And
Have poses.
But, yeah, they have poses. Like some guy came up to us and was like this or something, or was there's a guy who wears arm sleeves like Jeff Hardy, and he does like that. A lot of it is just what they saw on TV, like, slightly tweaked to be their own. And it's fucking adorable. Like, it's these kids who just want more than anything to do this, getting absolutely nothing in return. And the fact that a guy like Bumbash can bring them all together, film it, put it on the internet, and show them that they got, like, more than 5 million views combined.
5 million views on the two videos.
I was going to say that. You guys did two videos that did over 2.5 million views each just on Twitter. That doesn't even include, like, whoever's pirated this on, like, Facebook,
pirated.
YouTube. They will pirate anything. The clout vampires will pirate it all, for sure. Did you guys anticipate the reaction being that strong? Because, I mean, I think you guys knew that going over there was obviously going to create some sort of buzz. But, I mean, this was just – it was insane, the level of attention and praise that it got.
I said to Brennan, I said, I'd be happy with 1 million. I hope we can get 1 million out of this. I was like, please, let's get 1 million. And once it hit 2, I was like, holy shit, like, this is really – and I knew that it was getting a lot of eyes on it when I started getting DMs from, like, people in the business, like wrestlers who are not just on the indies but signed, you know, texting and messaging us saying, holy shit, this is awesome. Like, we saw this. Like, we were talking about this in the locker room.
I was getting texts from people who aren't even in the business, not even related to wrestling, because I think Soft Ground has kind of broken out of the wrestling bubble in a way, so that people were like, oh – like, people were shocked. Like, they were, because the idea, we kept it all very under wraps because we want people to be legitimately shocked tuning into the next Soft Ground video. Then all of a sudden, boom, MXM is there.
Yeah.
And I think it worked exactly as we wanted to.
We even kayfabe, like, our best friends. Like, we have a group chat of wrestlers. And once that video, they didn't know we were in Uganda. They had no fucking clue. So that was a really, really cool moment.
You guys found the one territory where you could do a surprise by taping something. Like,
that's right. He edited it that day. Before we left Uganda, we were in the airport, that video came out.
Yeah.
Before we took off the ground, that video was out.
So how long were you there from the time you landed to the time you left?
Like 24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah, we ended up getting stuck at the airport for a little bit, and it was kind of a nightmare trip. We had a 30-hour travel day.
Yeah.
And we went straight from wrestling in the mud to the airport.
Yeah.
So we had 30 hours of travel, and Mansoor didn't change his shorts.
No, I still have my muddy dirt-covered shorts from the Soft Ground ring. It was. So I always knew it was going to be worth it, but we were absolutely fucked. So our flight was delayed there. So we got in too late to film anything because the sun was already going down. And obviously, we need natural light. So we hung out a little bit with Bumbash. We stayed in Entebbe. We stayed in our hotel. We wake up the next morning at 5 a.m. to a tropical storm banging into our windows, flooding Uganda, right? And by the way, we recently had travel issues to Dubai because Dubai flooded, the worst flood in like 75 years. So it's just been like fucking crazy. And then getting out of Uganda.
I have like 5 flights canceled in this trip.
We have a 4:30 p.m. flight to go back to Dubai and then Saudi Arabia. That flight gets delayed to 5 p.m. the next day. The next fucking day. And we need to make it back for a show. So we're like, what are we going to do? We book a new flight. We get to Dubai, which is our connecting flight. What happens? We get stuck on the tarmac because they don't have stairs for us to get off the plane. 2 hours we sit on the plane waiting for stairs. We miss our connecting flight and we get a new one 13 hours later. We're still in our fucking dirt clothes.
I slept in a pod.
We haven't showered in like 30 hours.
Lord White pulled some strings.
We're here. We're finally okay. And I can say it was worth it.
It was absolutely worth it.
I mean, this is what you guys did. Not only was special to obviously the kids there, but I mean, it looks like it was special to an awful lot of people in general that watched this, that look at that. And there's probably going to be a whole lot of other wrestlers that are like, let me do that now. Let me try to do that. Let me do what they did.
Yeah. We're not even the first ones to do it. Shima did it a couple weeks before we did. So I think this could be the start of something. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
If we could be a small part, that we said when we were there, if we could be a small part of professional wrestling taking root and growing in East Africa, what an amazing legacy for us, right? Like, it's so rare that you're able to actually bring something new to a place. And to be even just a little part of that story is amazing.
We told them that, we said, to get on the ground floor of something like this, it's a thankless job, but you are going to be so proud of what you achieve 10, 20, 30 years down the line when you can say, I was in the very first class of soft ground wrestling, the first professional wrestling promotion in Uganda. To be able to say that, to be a part of that, to be a founding member of that movement, what a fucking, like, what a blessing. And the fact that we got to teach those kids just a little bit and leave an impact on their lives is a true honor. I told them, I said, hey, it's a very small seed that you're planting right now. But what does a seed do? It becomes a huge tree. And we're all going to get to sit around that tree and laugh and eat and share stories because of what you guys are doing right now. Literally, literally tilling the soil and planting.
It's all very poetic. It's very poetic. As we were telling that story, there was a little like 5-year-old kid that ran up to me and pulled on my pants, and I picked him up and I said, this right here is the seed that you guys planted. It's going to be a great wrestler for Uganda one day.
So before we go, the MXM SGW shirt is available for purchase as well at For Your Wear. And I mean, I fucking love it. It is speaking about charming. I love it. It's so perfect.
So Mason not only made the MXM X SGW shirt, little known fact, he also designed the Retribution logo.
I did.
WWE merchandise.
So when I'm done taking bumps and getting concussions, please hire me as a graphic designer.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we have that t-shirt out on foryourwear.com. FORWEAR.com. All proceeds go to SGW. And on top of that, on May 6th, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be streaming live on Twitch at twitch.tv/greatblackotaku. And we're basically going to raise money for Soft Ground Wrestling so that these kids can have food. We can get them beds. We're going to get a new lease on the land. They don't own the land. They rent it. And the landlord wants to grow sugar cane.
It's legit like an 80s movie. Like
we have to save Soft Ground.
The evil landlord wants to make the Soft Ground land a sugarcane farm.
He wants to make a plantation on the Soft Ground training grounds. We need to stop him. So basically,
this is the plot of Major League One.
Yes. So a lot of people don't know this, but they had a GoFundMe earlier, and with the money from that GoFundMe, they were able to extend their lease to December. So they need more money to be able to extend their lease. And if we get enough, they could even buy the land outright and own it.
Yeah.
Another stretch goal we have is they would really like to buy a minibus or a van so they could take Soft Ground Wrestling around Uganda, because most people in Uganda do not have a means of transportation.
Sure.
They don't have cars. They can't come and watch the show. So for Soft Ground Wrestling and the people of Mukono to be able to get in a car, they put the posts on, they travel to Kampala or Entebbe, where there's, you know, a metropolitan center that people can actually go and perform for people, would be a dream come true for them. So we're going to raise as much money as we can, but all of it will go to Soft Ground Wrestling. May 6th.
Well, any way that Fightful can help, we are happy to. Guys, please support what they are doing. Please support Soft Ground Ugandan Wrestling. I think it is truly like the spirit of professional wrestling and why we love it so much. Mason. God, how many names you got? How many names you got?
And everybody called me too many. Somebody called me DL the other day.
Oh my God. You got
DL. That's a rare one. Yeah.
You got
there was a guy in Saudi Arabia. We were in the airport in Saudi Arabia. And there was a guy who walked by and just looked at Brennan as he was walking and went, basketball.
I could have sworn, because the guy, he lights up when he sees, like, he was looking in our direction. I was like, oh, he must recognize local hero Mansoor. Nope, basketball.
Basketball.
We appreciate you guys so much for taking the time. MXM, check them out, guys. And check out the shirt. Check out the many fundraisers they're going to be doing for Soft Ground Ugandan Wrestling. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.